Welcome to A Better Way with Crossroads Bible Church. At CBC, we believe growth happens in small groups, and in season two of our podcast, we will be talking about small group leadership. The goal is to provide guidance and support to our leaders so they can welcome others, ask good questions, listen well, and point people to Jesus. And now your host, Britt Owsley.
My name is Britt Owsley. I am the Connection Director here at Crossroads Bible Church, and I have with me Dylan, Sherry, and Stu. Dylan is our women's pastor. Sherry was the host of the previous season of A Better Way, as well as one of our small group leaders, and Stu is one of our men's small group leaders. So we're here today to talk about welcoming others. When we talk about welcoming others, we're really talking about hospitality. When we look at the life of Jesus, over and over again, we see him welcoming people into his space, into his conversations, and even into his private moments when he's grieving and struggling. I actually really love thinking about the story of the feeding of the 5,000. That's a story that is included in all four Gospels. It's an amazing miracle, but a lot of people forget that right on the front of that, Jesus is finding out about the death of his cousin, John the Baptist. He has been beheaded by the king, and Jesus is grieving the murder of his cousin, and he's trying to withdraw and go to a private place. He's trying to be away and take a break for a moment, but he finds a bunch of people there. A crowd is actually gathered, and he decides to welcome them into his time and space. He starts teaching them, ministering to them, and then ultimately we get the miracle that we all know, that he actually invited 5,000 people to a meal together. And so when we talk about welcoming others, particularly in the context of leading small groups, what we're talking about is inviting people to that same meal, to that same table that Jesus is offering us. So we need to remember that as we lead groups, Jesus is our host, even as we host other people. So getting into this discussion, one question I'd love to put to our table is, what is the aim of hospitality?
When I think about hospitality, I think about how important it is for people to feel like they belong. And so in the formation of a group, like when I feel like the Lord's leading me towards starting something new, I ask him, like, who would be a part of this? Like, what would we be doing? Who would be a great fit for it? And communicating that, like whatever vision the Lord's given me for what the group's going to be about, is something that then I share with people as I invite them into the process of becoming a part of the group. And the hope is that they will get a vision for how it is that they could belong, or even a chance to say, yeah, no, thanks so much for the invitation, but I don't really think, you know, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Like, that's a really good thing to figure out at the beginning as well. And then after that, it's just good communication that helps them, you know, when we're going to be there, what they need to do to prepare for the first time, like some of those, like just basic tips that we all know to do so that when they show up that first time, they have a sense of what's about ready to happen and can participate in that.
Yeah.
I think oftentimes when we talk about hospitality, that we kind of equate that idea with comfort, like making people comfortable. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times in Christian hospitality, like that might not actually be the goal. Like, we want people to feel like they belong. I love the way Henry Nouwen talked about hospitality. He talked about creating a free space where people could come and to share their story and to wrestle with things, to figure out what it was that God was offering them. So, you know, a space that's free of where you try to fix people or give them answers or figure things out for them. But it's like a free space. And in that free space, they might be really struggling with the Lord and wrestling with him and wading through some really uncomfortable things. So hospitality, when I think of the aim of hospitality, I'm thinking, you know, in Nouwen's terms, a free space. Where I'm giving them the gift of this welcoming, belonging place where you are accepted, you are loved, you don't have to have the right answers, you don't have to have it all together. And it's okay if you wade into the unknown of things that you're unsure about, the things that you're wrestling with. And a lot of times if the aim of our hospitality is comfort, we circumvent the deep work that needs to happen.
And comfort is a real part of that. Like practically, when people are hosted in your home, you want to make it a warm place to come. Like you want to make sure, you know, maybe there's snacks available for your group, or if your group has meals together, obviously the host is making sure that meal can be eaten together comfortably. But it's not just comfort. Sometimes that comfortable place is a place to then be challenged and and to grow. It really makes me think about the Psalm 23 metaphor of the shepherd and the sheep. And it's so like tried and true at this point, we don't always even think about that. Like if we are sheep and he is the shepherd and we go through those verses, first he's taking us out and he's leading us to eat grass and he's leading us to drink water and we are refreshed and our souls are renewed. But then it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll feel no evil. But it's like, why would you be in that valley? The psalm is implying that the shepherd is actually leading you around. And sometimes where he leads you is a shadow of death. Sometimes it's a valley that's a scary place. But then it ends in this place where it says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Another way to translate that word actually would be that I return to the house of the Lord forever. Being that as the Lord leads you out, he provides for you. He might lead you through a struggle, but then he leads you back to his home. He leads you back to a place of shelter and comfort and belonging in him. So whatever challenges you face with the Lord, he's always your place of security. And as small group leaders, when we provide that kind of safe space, that kind of welcoming atmosphere where it's okay to not be okay, we're imitating the Lord as he shepherds us.
Well, it's kind of fascinating to think that on any given, you know, night, if it's an evening group or any given time that the group meets together, a particular participant might be experiencing it as a place of refreshment, like that green meadow, that drink of water. Some of them might be experiencing it as the valley of the shadow of death. Like they're bringing up stuff I don't want to think about. It. I don't want to look at, you know. Or it could be this time where they come together and it's like, oh, this is a place of celebration and security and certainty about hope and future. And then you've got, that's just one person's experience of the small group. You could have several people in several different places going on at the same time in terms of where they are in that journey with Jesus. And like, it's such a privilege to be able to honor each person, you know, where it is that they are along in that journey and be hospitable to whatever's happening to them and help the other groups come alongside in that way, in the variety that's going on in the very same group.
Yeah. And when you say that, it just makes me think about like, man, there's so many things going on in so many people that could really put a lot of pressure on me as the leader who is trying to welcome all of these different people in. And that's just where we go back to the reminder that Jesus is the host at this table. Yeah. We're just inviting people to the table we've been invited to. And while we want to do our part and serve, the pressure is not ultimately on our shoulders. It's on his. He really is the good shepherd that can take care of us.
Yeah, Brett, I think when you think about how Jesus is this shepherd, he gives us that free space, like Dylan was talking about, when he invites us into a relationship, right? To be who we are, be who we were created to be. And in that space that I offer others, that's a journey for me because I'm discovering who I am. I'm discovering my group. We're discovering where we are in the shepherding process. And unless I'm in that process, I can't really help others in that process either. So if I see it as I've come to a place and now I need to share my knowledge with everybody else, and I don't grow, then I can't really shepherd them as well. So, and when you go from starting a group, like Sherry was talking about, when we start a group, your needs may be different than when you're continuing your group. So all the way through, this is a journey I'm going to take, and I have to be humble enough to know as a leader, I'm journeying with the Lord. He's revealing things to me, sometimes easy, sometimes hard, like you said, and I'm willing to take that journey, but also inviting others, wherever they happen to be, to come along in that journey. And that's the beauty of the small group. But it's a growing, thriving thing, just like my relationship with God. And I have to, if I ever see it as a place to go to school or I'm sitting in a classroom, then it becomes a sterile, not live thing. And it really doesn't give life. And but I think that life comes from the life that I'm getting from God, that Jesus is giving to me as I'm walking and he's walking through because he cares for me, mm-hmm. like you said.
So as we think about this, I'm leading a small group right now. I think everyone in this room is leading one. One thing that's just worth considering is really what does welcoming others look like in our groups? And I really think that anybody who's a small group leader should take the time to think about that and then think, how can I grow in this? There's always room for us to grow. There's always something that Jesus wants to teach us new. And none of us are perfect, so we're all striving after his example. But it's worth taking time considering how, you know, me, like maybe I get with my co-leaders and ask, how are we welcoming people and how might we expand that? How might we grow in that? Mm-hmm. One thing that I was just thinking about is how a lot of people don't necessarily think about the fact that they're to be welcoming others, that they are hosting when they're not during their group meeting time. But when they're here on a Sunday morning or in other kind of settings, they're still a leader. They're still someone that the Lord has called to be like this under shepherd, being shepherded by him and still shepherding others. Mm-hmm. So it's worth asking, how are you extending this kind of hospitality even outside of your group meetings?
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that this is one of the things that's great about having moved around a lot as a kid, is I know what it's like to be the new person in the room. Mm-hmm. And that really helps me care about what their experience is. I care about the bravery it takes to start something new with a new group of people and the risk that they've, yeah. you know, been willing to step into and wanting to. I think what, you know, one of the basic skills is like just noticing people, just being attentive and noticing and letting the Lord inspire you by what you're noticing and help you respond to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are some tips that y'all have for small group leaders and how they can be welcoming to others?
I was just going to say, I was thinking of something we had talked about, because the one way you notice them is to have them on your heart, to know their story. So you've asked good questions. We've talked about that. Some, and their story will get known as they're in your group, but also as you pray for them apart from your group, before and after your group, and as you notice where they are in their journey, and you, one, give them the freedom to be where they are in the journey, but two, pray that God, because you know that the Spirit of God is moving them towards him, closer to him, and you're a part of that, a real part of that, praying for that, and also seeing that come to fruition. That's a great thing about being a small group leader, seeing people grow.
Yeah, I think prayer is key for me too. Like, prayer is definitely a place for noticing. And it's, you know, praying for each person that's in the group gives the Lord a chance to like bring things to mind that maybe got talked about in the last meeting or has been going on for a while now. And it's just kind of good to remember that. And that helps me to just be open to them, you know, once again, when I'm seeing them, you know, the next time. And then there's also wanting to pray for like, what's going on in the whole group? Is there anything that the Lord wants me to notice regarding what's going on in the whole group? Like, you know, I'm leading people through a particular, you know, set of weeks, a study that goes on for an extended period of time. It definitely has different segments to it. You know, is there a particular way that I need to help this group with this particular segment? This week is a space for me to discover that in my prayer time and therefore, you know, offer, I mean, hospitality in the sense of welcoming them into a new thing that we're learning together, mm-hmm. is another way to look at it.
Yeah, as I think back through leaders who I thought were just, you know, super fantastic at hospitality, like they just oozed hospitality. One of the things that, you know, I kind of gleaned along the way watching them was that, one leader one time, I know, like before our evening meeting, she would take the entire day off work. She just made her schedule be so that the day that we met, she was home. And the thing that she was doing throughout the day was not only was she preparing a meal for us, but she was preparing her heart through prayer and being present to Jesus. She was making room in her own self and her soul to receive us. And I think that's really an important part of hospitality is thinking, how much time and space do I need before my meeting to settle myself so that I can really receive them? I can hear them. I can pay attention deeply to them and where they are. Like, you have to prepare yourself to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Receive is a really important word. Yeah. Like when you go to somebody's home and they totally know that you're coming and they prepared for you and they're looking forward to you being there and they open the door and then the big, you know, the smile and the welcome and all that, like that's the experience of being received. And we all know how loving that feels to be received. And so I love that she would spend so much time preparing her heart to really receive people.
You know, when I think about that, that is not an area where I feel particularly strongly gifted. I do what I can to try to be receiving and welcoming to others, but I wouldn't say that's my strongest gift, and I feel like I do know people that is their gift. And so a tip that I would have for small group leaders is just paying attention to who is in your group and what gifts they have. And, you know, at CBC, we talk about how everybody has a part to play. Well, everyone has a part to play in your groups. And some people have been gifted to be particularly good at this shepherding aspect of welcoming people in, making them feel received, making them feel at home and like they belong. And that can help you as a leader so that you're not bearing the whole burden of welcoming every person. So as much as you can, I heard someone use the phrase deputize, but like going to a person and specifically saying like, hey, for our group, I would love if you use this gift because I see this in you and we would all be wealthier to get this gift from you. And so capitalizing on the people in your groups who are able to do that. Mm-hmm. So to our leaders at Crossroads, we want to say thank you so much for how you serve. We really appreciate and value you. We hope that this time of discussing this has given you either an affirmation of what you're already doing or given you a couple things to think about and how you can do this more in your group. Thanks for joining us.